Hi guys, this is The Missing Ones, and I'm Liberty Campbell, your host. Today I have a quick bonus episode for everyone, and I'm excited to reshare this story. I am going to tell you guys about Breasia Terrell, and the reason that this is a reshare of this story is because this was the very first episode I ever did. You guys can totally go listen to it. I'll even put the link in the description box, but I have to warn you, it's not edited, it's not good, and I have learned so much since then. So it's rough to listen to, but in today's episode, you're gonna get the same information. Disclaimer, as always, this episode does talk about sexual abuse and might be triggering to some listeners, so please proceed with caution. Just over 6 months ago in Davenport, Iowa, on July 9th, 2020, 10-year-old Breasia Terrell spends the night with her little brother, who was going to his dad's house for the night. It is important to know that Breasia and her brother did not share a dad. She just wanted to spend time with her little brother, so when it came time for him to go to his dad's house, she went along with him. Aisha Langford, Bree's mom, okayed the sleepover, not thinking anything of it. Before bed, Bree sent her mom a text message saying goodnight and that she loved her. The next day, Bree would be reported missing. Right now, very little is known about what time Bree actually went missing, but we do know that it was sometime between late night on the 9th of July and noon the next day. So we have a really wide window here. If authorities know the exact time that she went missing, they have not released that yet. Authorities took no time in starting the search for her. According to KWQC News, they started at Credit Island, which is about 9 miles from where she went missing. And another search was conducted at, I can never say this word right, and I'm sorry, at Fejervary Park, I believe is how you say it, which was about 7 miles from where she went missing. Around 5 days after Breasia goes missing, an Amber Alert finally goes out for her. There is no real reason why it took so long, and it should not have taken this long. Everything I read, there was like no definitive reason as to why it took 5 days for an Amber Alert to go out. The same day that the Amber Alert for Breasia goes out, Henry Dinkins, Breasia's brother's dad, who she spent the night with when she went missing, is named as a person of interest, meaning that he isn't suspected of any crime at this time, but authorities think that he knows something important to the case. So if you're like me, you're gonna be eyeballing Dinkins. He and his girlfriend are the last people known to be with Breasia before she went missing. Dinkins is a sketchy character, and there is no denying that. The same day that Breasia was reported as missing, he is actually arrested. He is arrested for sex registration violations. He has since pleaded not guilty and a trial date has been set. But I cannot stress enough that this is not related to Breasia or her case. As far as I can tell, he was on the sex offender registry because he was convicted of a third degree sexual abuse of a minor in 1990. All I could find was that he was about 17 years old and the victim was under 14. On one site, it did say that the child was as young as 5, but I wasn't able to confirm that. He did spend time in prison, so whatever he did, it was obviously pretty horrible. After about 10 days, the search for Breasia slows. Police call their searches off, but continue to encourage people to keep searching. They remind people to search in groups of 3, with one person being in charge of calling 911 if they find anything. I found it odd that nobody mentioned anything about social distancing or wearing masks or anything like that, but maybe that's just because my brain is stuck in COVID mode. I don't know. Anyways. It is around this time that the FBI announces that they have been involved in the case the entire time. The FBI also announces that they are posting a $10,000 reward to whomever can provide any information leading to Breasia. There is also a separate reward that has been posted by Crime Stoppers Iowa for $3,500, making it a total of $13,500. Police are also looking for any information about Henry Dinkins' 3 vehicles. a maroon 2007 Chevy Impala, a black 2012 Chevy Camaro with the words King and Queen across the hood, and a 1980s Kings Highway motorhome. They want to know if you saw these on the days that she went missing, or if you just know any information in general. Dinkins has been quiet about the whole thing, and Aisha is frustrated, but is continuing to put pressure on him. She did meet with him after he was taken into custody on the other charges. She told news reporters, quote, "He broke down after a few minutes. I've known him for 11 years, and I've never seen him show that kind of emotion. I know he knows something," unquote. The only real new updates are that the Amber Alert has officially been canceled, and tips have slowed down considerably. There was a Jane Doe found in Lincoln County, Oregon on December 10th of 2020, but Breasia, along with five other missing girls, have been ruled out. Authorities are urging the public to continue to look for her, and her family refuses to leave the public eye. At one point, they even had a two-day march to bring awareness to her case and cases like it. I have Google Alerts set up for this case, and I get at least two emails a week talking about Breasia, so it's safe to say that their efforts are not going unnoticed. I will continue to update you guys as more information is released, but keep an eye open for Breasia, who is now 11. She was last seen between the late hours of July 9th, 2020, and the early hours of July 10th. She went missing from the 2700 block of 53rd Street in Davenport, Iowa. Breasia was wearing a white t-shirt, shorts, pink or white flip-flops. Breasia is African-American, and at the time of her disappearance, she was 75 pounds, 4 foot 5 inches tall, with brown curly hair and brown eyes. If you or anyone you know something, please contact the Davenport Police Department at 563-326-6125 or Iowa Crime Stoppers at 800-452-1111. You can submit tips anonymously and still receive the reward money, but you will need the ID number that they give you. Please, if you see something, say something. As always, guys, I will share photos on my blog, themissingonespodcast.wordpress.com, and on Instagram and Twitter at missingonespod. This case is near and dear to my heart because she is the first kid that I ever covered. Thanks, guys, for listening to this bonus episode. I'll be back on Wednesday with a brand new episode about a boy who vanished into thin air. You won't want to miss it. Remember to share and review, and I'll talk to you next week.